The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now, it won't be a peaceful Christmas, one suspects, in Ukraine. Russia has launched airstrikes on Kyiv early this morning. In response to the attacks, Polish and Allied aircraft were deployed to ensure safety over Polish airspace. And the attacks come just days after a US-led round of peace talks between themselves and Ukraine in Miami. Now, joining us to talk about this further, Emmanuel Chaz, Ukraine correspondent for RFI on France 24. Emmanuel, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
And now, Emmanuel, just bring us up to date on the latest round of attacks by Russia on Kyiv. I mean, were these very different, more intense than previously, or just more of the same?
Well, it's more of the same, but it's nonetheless quite scary to be under such attacks. You have to imagine that it is hundreds of drones and dozens of missiles which are thrown at Ukraine quite regularly. At least three people have been killed, not just in Kyiv, but in Zhytomyr Oblast, in the western part of the country. It was really an attack that targeted both the capital, central and western Ukraine. There's three regions in the west of the country that are now almost completely out of power. So you have to imagine that millions of people do not have electricity at home, sometimes also no heating, depending on which infrastructure has been hit. And we are now really in the heart of Ukrainian winter. It's very cold, it's very dark. So you have to imagine that people have to live through those circumstances once again, just like Volodymyr Zelensky had warned. Russia is targeting again at a large scale the country just in the days coming to Christmas.
And this is a deliberate, as well as military, it's a psychological attack on the people of Ukraine to try to demoralize. What is the mood currently in the capital?
Well, people are not surprised by such attacks. They occur on a very regular basis. They're also not surprised that those attacks happen even as negotiations are still ongoing, because from the ground, they simply cannot see any genuine will from Russia's side to, decrease their attacks or simply to come to a ceasefire. In fact, a Christmas truce has been rejected by the Kremlin, because Moscow argues that this would give Ukraine the possibility to regroup.
Now, the question of what Ukraine is doing to Russian facilities, there have been a number of successful targeting of both military and energy installations. And indeed, there is the story of the assassination of a senior Russian general in Moscow, which is being attributed to Ukraine.
Yes, so this is one of the lines of inquiry of the committee in Moscow investigating the murder of Fanil Sarvanov. He's a high-profile general in the Russian army. It's not the first time that a general is murdered in Moscow, in the very heart of the Russian power, if you will. So far, Ukraine hasn't commented, but it wouldn't be the first time indeed that Kyiv would be responsible for such operations. You've mentioned also the strikes on military infrastructure and energy infrastructure linked to the military in Russia. In doing so, Kyiv really differs from what Moscow is doing to Ukraine. Kyiv doesn't target Russian citizens. It does target critical infrastructure for the Russian military. And in doing so, it's trying to hit Russia at the heart and try to decrease Russia's strengths for attacking Ukraine further.
So how much are you seeing on television about those military successes, and how do they compare to what the Russians are doing to Ukraine?
Well, I would say that the Ukrainian campaign against Russian infrastructure, military infrastructure, has been steadfast. It has also increased this year considerably. We've seen also some attacks against Russian military ports in Krasnodar Krai lately, also on Russia's petrol facilities. And we've seen the Ukrainian expertise in drone warfare also. Remember, back in June this year, the Pavutina Irina operation, this operation that saw, you know, dozens of aircraft, Russian aircraft being damaged in a Trojan incursion of Ukrainian drones within Russian territory. So Ukrainians would, the Ukrainian intelligence would actually acknowledge those operations sometimes days after they occur, sometimes a bit later on, depending on the sensitivity of the matter. And it shows also that despite negotiations, despite what Washington is saying about successful dialogue with Russia, Ukraine still is trying to reduce Russia's power, Russia's force to continue its war of aggression against Kyiv. Mm.
Now, President Zelensky has said in the wake of the talks in Miami that there was 90% of what Ukraine wanted enshrined in the latest document. The spokesman, I think, said, we won't get everything, but neither will Russia get everything that they want. That's the state of play at the moment. But it doesn't seem like the Russians will bite. It doesn't seem like they have any enthusiasm for what is coming out of what came out of Miami.
This is precisely why Ukrainians are not so enthusiastic about those negotiations as the rest of the world seems to be, if I may say so. Because, in fact, you know, Russia has a history of breaking every promise, every treaty it has signed, where Russia was saying it would never attack or invade Ukraine, for example. And there's very little faith here in Ukraine that Russia would even respect whatever treaty, whatever ceasefire would be agreed upon, and more so before we even come to the point of a ceasefire, of a peace agreement, which of course every Ukrainian would love to live in peace, but they can't because of Russia's aggression. But the thing is that Russia hasn't respected those agreements, and Ukrainians have simply very little faith in whatever comes out of the mouth of Vladimir Putin or his spokespersons.
So as we head for the fourth anniversary of the invasion by Russia of that part of Ukraine, we remember, of course, they annexed Crimea before, and there were ongoing skirmishes on the borders anyway. But the major incursion by Russia into Ukraine, we're approaching the fourth anniversary. I mean, where do people see the future?
Well, we can see when Volodymyr Zelensky goes abroad, he's been to Ireland recently, he's been to other European countries also. We see that Ukraine seeks to develop a bilateral cooperation, bilateral, a production, for example, for military equipment, because Kyiv also knows that the relationship with Washington has been strained since the beginning of the year and the beginning of Donald Trump's mandate in the White House. So there's a shift strategy in which allies Kyiv can count on. Of course, security guarantees are central to any agreement that Ukraine might be able to broker with Russia if we come to that point. Also, the coalition of the willing, you know, those countries who might be wanting to send troops, monitoring troops in Ukraine. This is also a very important matter for Kyiv. So, you know, Ukrainians look up to their allies right now. They're still very much the feeling here that Ukraine is holding the front line, not just for itself, but also for the rest of Europe.
Finally, Emmanuel, I should ask you about Christmas. I mean, I know early in the war there was a break between the Ukrainian Orthodox Church and that based in Moscow, and those friendly to Moscow were isolated from the Ukrainian Church. When will Christmas actually be celebrated in Ukraine this year?
So legally, and actually this was also a will from the Ukrainian government to change that in July 2023, it became legally the 25th of December, the date of Christmas here in Ukraine. So this is, a way for Ukrainians to really distance themselves from the Orthodox Church, which depends from the Moscow Patriarchate, which is often seen here and has proven to be some FSB, sister company, if I could say this like this. So there's a lot of people here in Ukraine who will celebrate Christmas in 2 days' time on the 25th of December. Of course, there's still family traditions with the elderly who also like to celebrate it on the 7th of January, following the Russian Orthodox Church. But there's really a clear shift, and that has been the case since 2022, to try to really distance the two churches. They are not responding they are not responding to the same ideals, and Ukrainians also try to get their independence religiously from whatever was attaching them to Moscow in the past.
Emmanuel, thank you very much for joining us, and I hope that, although maybe a vain hope, I hope that you have a very peaceful Christmas, and thank you for all your reporting for us during 2025.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.